This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It sure is, you know. 10 years ain't no joke, but, you know, we're still going.
You're the OG of the room, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure do that because you got a young one. You got a lot of young players in that room right now. How do they address you?
Same D.O.
Okay, no OG.
D.O., not OG.
Not OG. D.O., no OG. Just making sure. But to that point, you know, we got a chance to see a lot of them. Obviously, you weren't out there on Friday night, but you got to see a lot of the young guys that we talk about and everything like that. And we were just, before we got you on, talking about where you are, the interior. We talk about Dorlis and Rook and all those guys. How have you watched them mature? Because they were here last year.
Yeah.
But as far as off-season conditioning and going to training camp.
You know, it's just seeing them take that next step. You know, even in regards to all the guys in the room, TQ, Laquel, you know, Zach, Street, everybody, you know. It's just the main thing we've just been focusing on, basically improving in every sense.
David Onyemata joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. In a situation like Friday when you know you're not going to play, but there's a lot of those young guys like you mentioned that are out there, what are you doing on Friday on the sideline? Like, what's the game like for you?
Just watching everything, you know, keeping an eye out there, especially trying to help the guys, you know, just give them a little pointer here and there, just try to help them get going.
What is that like, though? I mean, because, you know, you are, like I said, you were a young player down in New Orleans. I'm sure Cam and all those guys took you under their wing and helped you out. How are you helping these guys out? Because it's you know this, man. This sport's hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a young player with expectations.
No, most definitely. It's just seeing the little details and just telling them when they come off the field just so you can kind of help them with certain things. You see certain tendencies and certain things that hold up. You kind of just give them that inside just so that, you know, folks who play faster.
Maybe for because we saw Rook play a bit last year. He'll obviously play more this season. For fans, maybe it's some of his mentality, maybe it's some stuff that he does physically. Tell us what you've seen from him being around him.
It's basically everything. We're around each other basically every hour of the day in the building, you know, from the weight room to the field to the film room, you know, so just seeing the improvement with him and Brandon, you know, going into your second year now, just seeing the way they take in, you know, the details from Nate, our coach, and how they apply on the field.
How's the new defense with, I mean, you got a new, this is your third quarter since you've been, right? Am I not mistaken?
That's right.
Yeah, your third quarter. How has it been in Brick's defense so far? For you?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, regardless of the circumstances of the game, what was that, on Friday, you could see things coming to light, you know. It's great.
David Onyemata joining us here, Midday Show with Andy and Randy live in Flowery Branch. What are, I mean, I don't know, put a number on it. I'm not saying put a number on it, just expectations-wise for you guys as a defensive line.
Yeah.
What do you think this group can be this season?
The sky's the limit, you know. It's a whole lot we could achieve, you know. But for example, like the way I think about it, we're still in training camp phase. You know, we have no, there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. We're still grinding. So, you know, when the initial season actually starts, then we'll talk a little more.
Well, you get an opportunity tomorrow to obviously hit somebody else.
That too.
Yeah. You know, it's always the grind of the training camp and going against. I mean, you know everything Lindstrom's going to do, probably everything that Bergeron's going to do. Mm-hmm. You guys go against it so much. Talk about the importance of what's going on tomorrow.
It's great. It's another way for you to evaluate yourself, even though for the veterans as well, regardless of who you are on the roster, it's another opportunity for you to get to evaluate yourself, and you're going against someone else. You know,
I'm hoping this happens this year, selfishly and also for you. Just love seeing defensive linemen score touchdowns.
Yeah.
You've got a pick in your career, two fumble recoveries.
Yeah.
Feels like this is going to be a group that's going to get after the quarterback
Most definitely.
Do you ever think about what you would do?
Scoop and score, baby.
Yeah, and then you get in there. Like, do you ever think about what you would do if you got into the end zone?
Drop the ball and joke back.
All
that, you're going to spend so much time burning energy. You're going to get back on the field tired. So, yeah, I'm not doing
that. Just do like a casual dance or something
like that. Casually walk off.
All right, fair enough.
You know, we had fun last week because obviously, you know, trainer camp scuffles are a big part of what goes on and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a young player scuffling all the time out here. Do you take them slide, young fella? Because the fighting, that you were just talking about the energy it takes. That's like four plays out of practice that it takes out of you for that one scuffle.
But we've all been there.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, you got to. At some point in your career, you know, we've all been there.
Right.
He's
mixing up down there, Moultrie. Yeah,
young Onyemata, starting fights.
I guess
not anymore.
I guess
I find it hard to believe. I guess I've seen you play, so the player is a little different than the guy. Just kind of looking at your path, and I don't have to do too much history here, but you're a really interesting path. Where do you spend your off seasons? Like, you've lived so many different places, went to college in Canada, obviously started in New Orleans. Where's home?
Basically just where I'm playing at. Right. So home basically right now is Atlanta, you know,
And this is my last one for you, because you came in and you were brought to help out Grady Jarrett in the interior. Great job doing that. He's gone now.
Yeah.
How has that been without that voice in that room?
You know, you got to understand, in this league, it's kind of like it's a next man up mentality, you know. So I feel the big thing is, like I said, we all coming together as a group and just, you know, getting this thing going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.